Hi, I'm Adam Beeman, and I'm running for Orange County Board of County Commissioners at-large seat. I was inspired to join this race because I genuinely love where I live, and I want to see the county thrive for all of us, not just some of us. I've built my life and my business here, and I see both the opportunity and the strain people are under every day. I believe local government should work for working people, families, and small businesses, and I felt called to step up and be part of that work. The top three issues my campaign is built on is skilled, affordable, and fair. When I say skilled, I'm talking about investing in people, especially through career and technical education at the high school level. Not every student wants or needs a four-year college degree, but far too many have been left behind by a one-size-fits-all curriculum. If we lean into CTE programs like electrical, HVAC, automotive, and culinary arts, we'll see better engagement, higher graduation rates, and real career pathways. These are well-paying jobs our community desperately needs, and the entire county benefits when students graduate with skills they can use immediately. Affordable. Affordability has to be approached realistically. We need more affordable housing, but we also need the infrastructure to support it. Right now, we can't build the housing we need or attract new businesses if we're relying on septic systems. Expanding wastewater treatment is essential. It's the backbone of smart growth. When we invest in sewer capacity, we unlock housing opportunities, bring in businesses, and reduce pressure on the residential taxpayers. Affordable living isn't possible without planning for the systems that support it. Fair. To me, fairness starts with representation. Right now, the way county representation is structured doesn't fully reflect the balance of our population. I believe we should look at restructuring the board so representation is more equitable. Two commissioners from District 1, two from District 2, and three at-large members instead of three coming from one district. That kind of balance ensures no single area has disproportionate influence and that decisions reflect the needs of the entire county. What sets me apart is the combination of experience I bring. I've spent 8 years on the Orange County Planning Board working directly on land use, growth, and infrastructure issues, and have also built a business in the trades. I regularly work with Orange County Building Inspections pulling permits, and I see firsthand how stressful that process can be for homeowners and small business owners. I understand government from both inside the room and from the other side of the counter, and that perspective helps me focus on solutions that are practical, fair, and people-centered. What is your philosophy on the role of local government when democracy feels under threat? Counties should ensure elections are accessible and secure, that public meetings are open, and that residents feel heard and respected, even when state or federal politics feel chaotic. Local government should be a steady, trusted presence that puts people first. What the board has done well on affordability and where there's still work to do, I think the board has taken important steps by recognizing the affordability challenges our residents face, particularly around housing and support services. Where there's still work to be done is in scale and urgency. The gap between wages and the cost of living is still growing, and we need bolder, more coordinated action, especially when it comes to housing supply, wastewater expansion, and economic development. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of someone that has experienced what they go through on a daily basis. I want them to think that that's someone that has their back, that's been there, and understands what they're going through. At the end of the day, I believe Orange County works best when government is fair, infrastructure is smart, and opportunity is real for everyone.